petitions and requests. Of the third part of prayer, which is petition and supplication for the good things which we stand in need of. Having opened the wounds of sin, both the guilt of it, and the power of it, and its remainders in us, we must next seek unto God for the remedy, for healing and help, for from Him alone it is to be expected, and He will for this be inquired of by us. And now we must affect our hearts with a deep sense of the need we have of those mercies which we pray for, that we are undone, forever undone, without them, and with a high esteem and value for them, that we are happy, we are made forever, if we obtain them. That we may like Jacob wrestle with them in prayer as for our lives, and the lives of our souls. But we must not think in our prayers to prescribe to Him, or by our importunity to move Him. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and knows what He will do. But thus we open our wants and our desires, and then refer ourselves to His wisdom and goodness, and hereby we give honor to Him as our protector and benefactor, and take the way which He Himself hath appointed of fetching in mercy from Him, and by faith plead His promise with Him. And if we are sincere herein, we are through His grace qualified according to the tenor of the new covenant to receive His favors, and are to be assured that we do and shall receive them. And now, Lord, what wait we for? Truly our hope is even in Thee. Deliver us from all our transgressions, that we may not be the reproach of the foolish. Lord, all our desire is before Thee, and our groaning is not hid from Thee. Even the groanings which cannot be uttered, for He that searcheth the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit. We do not think that we shall be heard for our much speaking. For our Father knows what things we have need of before we ask Him. But our Master hath told us, that whatsoever we ask the Father in His name He will give it us. And He hath said, Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us, and if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. We must earnestly pray for the pardon and forgiveness of all our sins. Lord, we come to Thee, as the poor publican, that stood afar off, and would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast. And we pray his prayer, God be merciful to us sinners. The God of infinite mercy be merciful to us. O wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, and cleanse us from our sin, for we acknowledge our transgressions, and our sin is ever before us. O purge us with hyssop and we shall be clean, wash us and we shall be whiter than snow, hide Thy face from our sins, and blot out all our iniquities. Be Thou merciful to our unrighteousness, and our sins and our iniquities do Thou remember no more. O forgive us that great debt. Let us be justified freely by Thy grace through the redemption that is in Jesus, from all those things from which we could not be justified by the law of Moses. O let not our iniquity be our ruin, but let the Lord take away our sin that we may not die eternally, that we may not be hurt of the second death. Blot out as a cloud our transgressions, and as a thick cloud our sins, for we return unto Thee because Thou hast redeemed us. Enter not into judgment with thy servants, O Lord, for in thy sight shall no flesh living be justified. Take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. Heal our backslidings, and love us freely, and let thine anger be turned away from us. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. Though our sins have been as scarlet, let them be as white as snow, and though they have been red like crimson, let them be as wool, that being willing and obedient, we may eat the good of the land. We will say unto God, Do not condemn us, but deliver us from going down to the pit, for thou hast found the ransom. For the encouraging of our faith, and the exciting of our fervency in this petition for the pardon of sin, we may plead with God. 1. The infinite goodness of his nature, his readiness to forgive sin, and his glorying in it. Thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and rich in mercy to all them that call upon thee. Thou art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Thou art a God of pardons, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, that dost not always chide, nor keep thine anger forever. Thou, even thou art he that blottest out our transgressions for thine own sake, and wilt not remember our sins, which we are here to put thee in remembrance of, to plead with thee and to declare that we may be justified. And now we beseech thee, let the power of our Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. Pardon, we beseech thee, the iniquity of thy people, according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven, even until now. For who is a God like unto thee, that pardonest iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of thine heritage? Who retainest not thine anger forever, because thou delightest in mercy? Oh, that thou wouldest have compassion upon us, and subdue our iniquities, and cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. 2. The merit and righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we rely upon as our main plea in our petition for the pardon of sin. We know that as thou art gracious and merciful, so thou art the righteous God that loveth righteousness, and wilt by no means clear the guilty. We cannot say, Have patience with us, and we will pay thee all. For we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. But Jesus Christ is made of God to us righteousness, being made sin for us, though he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We have sinned, but we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. It is God that justifieth, who is he that shall condemn? It is Christ that died, yea rather that is risen again, and now is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us, and whose blood speaks better things than that of Abel. We desire to count everything loss for Christ, and dung that we may win Christ, and be found in him, not having any righteousness of our own, but that which is through the faith of Christ. This is the name whereby we will call him, the Lord our righteousness. In him, Lord, we believe, help thou our unbelief. Lord, Remember David and all his troubles, the son of David. Remember all his offerings, and accept his burnt sacrifice. And turn not away the face of thine anointed, who by his own blood is entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Hast not thou thyself set forth thy Son Christ Jesus to be a propitiation for sin through faith in his blood, to declare thy righteousness for the remission of sins, to declare at this time thy righteousness, that thou mayest be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus? And we now receive the atonement. 3. The promises God hath made in his word to pardon and absolve all them that truly repent, and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Lord, is not this the word which thou hast spoken, that if the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return unto the Lord, even to our God, that thou wilt abundantly pardon, wilt multiply to pardon? To thee the Lord our God belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against thee. Is not this the covenant which thou hast made with the house of Israel, that thou wilt take away their sins? That thou wilt forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more? That the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none? And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found? Hast thou not said, that if the wicked will turn from all his sins which he hath committed, and keep thy statutes, he shall live, he shall not die, all his transgressions shall not be mentioned unto him? Hast thou not appointed that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in Christ's name unto all nations? Didst thou not promise, that when the sins of Israel were put upon the head of the scapegoat, they should be sent away into the wilderness, into a land not inhabited? And as far as the east is from the west, so far dost thou remove our transgressions from us. O remember these words unto thy servants, upon which thou hast caused us to hope. 4. Our own misery and danger because of sin. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon our iniquity, for it is great. For innumerable evils have compassed us about, our iniquities have taken hold upon us, so that we are not able to look up. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us. O Lord, make haste to help us. O remember not against us former iniquities, let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name. Deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Remember not the sins of our youth, nor our transgressions. According to thy mercy remember thou us, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. 5. The blessed condition which they are in whose sins are pardoned. O let us have the blessedness of those whose transgression is forgiven, and whose sin is covered. Of that man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. O let us have redemption through Christ's blood, even the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of thy grace, wherein thou hast abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. That being in Christ Jesus, there may be no condemnation to us. That our sins, which are many, being forgiven us, we may go in peace, and the inhabitant shall not say, I am sick, if the people that dwell therein be forgiven their iniquity, We must likewise pray that God will be reconciled to us, that we may obtain his favor and blessing, and gracious acceptance. 1. That we may be at peace with God, and his anger may be turned away from us. Being justified by faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through him let us have access into that grace wherein believers stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Be not thou a terror to us, for thou art our hope in the day of evil. In Christ Jesus let us, who sometimes were afar off, be made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, and that he might reconcile us to God by his cross, hath slain the enmity thereby, so making peace. Through him therefore let us who had made ourselves strangers and foreigners, become fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God. Fury is not in thee, who would set the briars and thorns against thee in battle, thou wouldest go through them, yea thou wouldst burn them together. But thou hast encouraged us to take hold on thy strength that we may make peace, and hast promised that we shall make peace. O let us therefore acquaint ourselves with thee, and be at peace, that thereby good may come unto us. Heal us and we shall be healed, save us, and we shall be saved, for thou art our praise. Be not angry with us forever, but revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. 2. That we may be taken into covenant with God, and admitted into relation to him. Be thou to us a God, and take us to be to thee a people, and make us a willing people in the day of thy power. Though we are no more worthy to be called thy children, for how shouldest thou put us that have been rebellious among the children, and give us the pleasant land? But thou hast said that we shall call thee our Father, and not turn away from thee. Shall we not therefore from this time cry unto thee, our Father, thou art the guide of our youth? Lord, we take hold of thy covenant, to thee we join ourselves in a perpetual covenant. Oh, that thou wouldest cause us to pass under the rod, and bring us into the bond of the covenant, that we may become thine. Make with us an everlasting covenant, even the sure mercies of David. 3. That we may have the favor of God, and an interest in his special love. We entreat thy favor, O God, with our whole hearts. Be merciful to us according to thy word, for in thy favor is life, yea thy loving kindness is better than life itself. Lord, make thy face to shine upon us, and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, and give us peace. Remember us, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit us with thy salvation, that we may see the good of thy chosen, and may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, and may glory with thine inheritance. 4. That we may have the blessing of God. O God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause thy face to shine upon us. Yea, let God, even our own God, give us his blessing. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless us out of Zion. Bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly things by Christ Jesus. Oh, that thou wouldest bless us indeed. Command a blessing upon us, even life forevermore. For thou blessest, O Lord, and it shall be blessed. Let us receive the blessing from the Lord, even righteousness from the God of our salvation. Hast thou but one blessing? Yea, thou hast many blessings. Bless us, even us also, O our Father. Yea, let the blessing of Abraham come upon us, which comes upon the Gentiles through faith, and the blessing of Jacob, for we would not let thee go, except thou bless us. 5. That we may have the presence of God with us. If thy presence go not up with us, carry us not up hence. Never leave us nor forsake us. O cast us not away from thy presence, nor ever take thy Holy Spirit away from us. But let us always dwell with the upright in thy presence. We must pray for the comfortable sense of our reconciliation to God, and our acceptance with Him. 1. That we may have some evidence of the pardon of our sins, and of our adoption. O make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which sin hath broken may rejoice. Say unto each of us, Son, daughter, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. Let the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our conscience from dead works to serve thee the living God. Let thy Spirit witness with our spirits that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Say unto our souls, that thou art our salvation. 2. That we may have a well-grounded peace of conscience, a holy security and serenity of mind arising from a sense of our justification before God, and a good work wrought in us. The Lord of peace himself give us peace, all peace, always, by all means. That peace which Jesus Christ hath left with us, which he gives to us, such a peace as the world can neither give nor take away. Such a peace as that our hearts may not be troubled or afraid. Let the work of righteousness in our souls be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. Speak peace unto thy people and to thy saints, and let not them turn again to folly. O create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to them that are afar off and to them that are nigh, and restore comfort to thy mourners. Where the sons of peace are, let thy peace find them out, and rest upon them. Cause us to hear thy loving kindness, and to taste that thou art gracious, for in thee do we trust. Let the peace of God which passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, and let that peace rule in our hearts, unto which we are called. Now the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. We must pray for the grace of God, and all the kind and powerful influences and operations of that grace. We come to the throne of grace, that we may obtain not only mercy to pardon, but grace to help in every time of need. Grace for seasonable help. From the fullness that is in Jesus Christ, in whom it pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, let every one of us receive, and grace for grace. 1. We must pray for grace to fortify us against every evil thought, word and work. Having been earnest for the removing of the guilt of sin, that we may not die for it as a crime. We must be no less earnest for the breaking of the power of sin, that we may not die by it as a disease, but that it may be mortified in us. O let no iniquity have dominion over us, because we are not under the law, but under grace. Let the flesh be crucified in us with its affections and lusts, that walking in the Spirit we may not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Let our old man be crucified with Christ, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we may not serve sin, and let not sin reign in our mortal bodies, in our immortal souls, that we should obey it in the lusts thereof. But being made free from sin, let us become the servants of righteousness. Let the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, make us free from the law of sin and death. Give us grace to put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, that we may put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That the world may be crucified to us, and we to the world, by the cross of Christ. And that the temptations of Satan may not overcome us. We pray that we may not enter into temptation, or however, that no temptation may take us but such as is common to men, and let the faithful God never suffer us to be tempted above what we are able, but with the temptation make way for us to escape. Put upon us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, let our loins be girt about with truth, put on us the breastplate of righteousness, and let our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Give us the shield of faith, wherewith we may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation. And let the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, be always ready to us. Enable us so to resist the devil, as that he may flee from us, to resist him steadfast in the faith. And the God of peace tread Satan under our feet, and do it shortly. 2. We must pray for grace to furnish us for every good thought, word, and work, that we may not only be kept from sin, but may be in everything as we should be, and do as we should do. Let Christ be made of God to us not only righteousness, but wisdom, sanctification and redemption. Let us be planted together in the likeness of Christ's death and resurrection, that as he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. A. That the work of grace may be wrought there where it is not yet begun. Lord, teach transgressors thy ways, and let sinners be converted unto thee. And let the disobedient be turned to the wisdom of the just, and made ready, a people prepared for the Lord. Let those be quickened that are yet dead in trespasses and sins, say unto them, Live. Yea, say unto them, Live. And the time shall be a time of love. Open their eyes, and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and an inheritance among them which are sanctified. By the blood of the covenant sent forth the prisoners out of the pit in which is no water, that they may turn to the stronghold, as prisoners of hope. Let the word of God prevail to the pulling down of strongholds, and the casting down of imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and let every thought be brought into obedience to Christ. B. That where it is begun it may be carried on, and at length perfected, and the foundation that is well laid may be happily built upon. Fulfill in us all the good pleasure of thy goodness, and the work of faith with power. Let the God that has begun a good work in us, perform it unto the day of Christ. Perfect, O God, that which concerns us, thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. Lord, let thy grace be sufficient for us, and let thy strength be made perfect in weakness, that where we are weak there we may be strong, strong in the Lord in the power of his might. 3. More particularly we must pray for grace. A. To teach and instruct us, and make us knowing and intelligent in the things of God. Give us so to cry after knowledge, and lift up our voice for understanding, to seek for it as silver, and to search for it as for hid treasure, that we may understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Give us all to know thee, from the least even to the greatest, and to follow on to know thee, and so to know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, as may be life eternal to us. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and may experience what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Open thou our eyes, that we may see the wondrous things of thy law and gospel. Give us to know the certainty of those things wherein we have been instructed, and let our knowledge grow up to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, even of the Father and of Christ. Deal with thy servants according to thy mercy, and teach us thy statutes. We are thy servants, give us understanding that we may know thy testimonies. Let our cry come before thee, O Lord, give us understanding according to thy word, that good understanding which they have that do thy commandments, whose praise endureth forever. B. To lead us into, and keep us in the way of truth, and if in anything we be in an error, to rectify our mistake. Let the Spirit of truth guide us into all truth, and cause us to understand wherein we have erred. That which we see not teach thou us, and enable us so to prove all things, as to hold fast that which is good. Lord, grant that we may not be as children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Christ in all things, who is the head. Lord, give us so to do thy will, as that we may know of the doctrine whether it be of God, and so to know the truth, as that the truth may make us free indeed. Enable us, we pray thee, to hold fast the form of sound words, which we have heard, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus, and to continue in the things which we have learned and been assured of. C. To help our memories, that the truths of God may be ready to us, whenever we have occasion to use them. Lord, let Thy Spirit teach us all things, and bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever Thou hast said unto us, that the Word of Christ may dwell richly in us in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Lord, grant that we may give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip, and may keep in memory what hath been preached to us, and may not believe in vain. Lord, make us ready and mighty in the Scriptures, that we may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, and being well instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, may as the good householder, bring out of our treasure things new and old. D. To direct our consciences, to show us the way of our duty, and to make us wise, knowing, judicious Christians. Lord, give us a wise and understanding heart, that wisdom which in all cases is profitable to direct, that wisdom of the prudent which is to understand His way. This we pray, that our love may abound yet more and more in knowledge, and in all judgment, that we may discern things that differ, and may approve things that are excellent, that we may be sincere and without offense unto the day of Christ, and may be filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Oh, that we may be filled with the knowledge of Thy will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Teach us Thy way, O God, and lead us in a plain path, because of our observers. When we know not what to do, our eyes are up unto Thee. Then let us hear the word behind us, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," that we turn not to the right hand, or to the left. Order our steps in Thy word, and let no iniquity have dominion over us. E. To sanctify our natures, to plant in us all holy principles and dispositions, and to increase every grace in us. The very God of peace sanctify us wholly, and we pray God our whole spirit, and soul and body, may be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For faithful is He that calleth us, who also will do it. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Cast us not away from Thy presence, and take not Thy Holy Spirit away from us. Restore unto us the joy of Thy salvation, and uphold us with Thy free spirit. Write Thy law in our hearts, and put it in our inward part, that we may be the epistles of Christ written by the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart, that the law of our God being in our heart, none of our steps may slide, and we may delight to do Thy will, O God, may delight in the law of God after the inward man. Oh, that we may obey from the heart that form of doctrine into which we desire to be delivered, as into a mold, that our whole souls may be leavened by it, and that we may not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind, may not fashion ourselves after our former lusts in our ignorance, but as obedient children may be holy in all manner of conversation, as He which hath called us is holy. 1. We must pray for faith. Unto us, Lord, let it be given to believe. For the faith by which we are saved is not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Lord, increase our faith, and perfect what is lacking in it, that we may be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Lord, give us so to be crucified with Christ, as that the life we now live in the flesh we may live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us, and gave himself for us, and so to bear about with us continually the dying of the Lord Jesus, as that the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal bodies. As we have received Christ Jesus the Lord, enable us so to walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as we have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Let every word of thine profit us, being mixed with faith, by which we receive thy testimony, and set to our seal that God is true. We beseech thee work in us that faith which is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen, by which we may look above the things that are seen that are temporal, and may look at the things that are not seen that are eternal. Enable us by faith to set the Lord always before us, and to have our eyes ever towards him, that we may act in everything as seeing him that is invisible, and having a respect to the recompense of reward. Let our hearts be purified by faith, and let it be our victory overcoming the world. And let us be kept from fainting by believing that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. 2. We must pray for the fear of God. Lord, work in us that fear of thee, which is the beginning of wisdom, which is the instruction of wisdom, and which is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Unite our hearts to fear thy name, that we may keep thy commandments, which is the whole of man. O put thy fear into our hearts, that we may never depart from thee. Let us all be devoted to thy fear, and let us be in the fear of the Lord every day, and all the day long. 3. We must pray that the love of God and Christ may be rooted in us, and in order thereunto, that the love of the world may be rooted out of us. Give us grace, we beseech thee, to love thee the Lord our God with all our heart and soul, and mind and might, which is the first and great commandment, to set our love upon thee, and to delight ourselves always in thee, and therein we shall have the desire of our heart. Circumcise our hearts to love thee the Lord our God with all our heart, and with all our soul, that we may live. Oh, that the love of God may be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Oh, that Jesus Christ may be very precious to us, as he is to all that believe, that he may be in our account the chiefest of 10,000s, and altogether lovely, and that he may be our beloved and our friend, that though we have not seen him, yet we may love him, and though now we see him not, yet believing we may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Let the love of Christ to us constrain us to live, not to ourselves, but to him that died for us and rose again. And, Lord, grant that we may not love the world, nor the things that are in the world, because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him, that we may set our affections on things above, and not on things that are on the earth. 4. We must pray that our consciences may be always tender, and that we may live a life of repentance. Lord, take away the stony heart out of our flesh, and give us a heart of flesh. Make us afraid of all appearances of evil, and careful not to give Satan an advantage against us, as being not ignorant of his devices. Lord, give us the happiness which they have that fear always, that when we think we stand, we may take heed lest we fall. 5. We must pray to God to work in us charity and brotherly love. Lord, put upon us that charity which is the bond of perfectness, that we may keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, and may live in love and peace, that the God of love and peace may be with us. Lord, give us to love our neighbor as ourselves, with that love which is the fulfilling of the law, to love one another with a pure heart fervently, that hereby all men may know that we are Christ's disciples. And as we are taught of God to love one another, give us to abound therein more and more, and as we have opportunity to do good to all men, and as much as in us lies to live peaceably with all men, always following after the things that make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. Lord, make us able to love our enemies, to bless them that curse us, and to pray for them that despitefully use us, and to do good to them that hate us, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another in love, as Christ forgave us. 6. We must pray for the grace of self-denial. Lord, give us grace to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily, and to follow Christ, to keep under the body, and bring it into subjection. Lord, keep us from being lovers of our own selves, from being wise in our own conceit, and leaning to our own understanding. Lord, give us to seek not our own only, but everyone his brother's welfare. And grant that none of us may live to ourselves, or die to ourselves, but whether we live or die we may be the Lord's, and may live and die to him. 7. We must pray for humility and meekness. Lord, give us all to learn of Christ to be meek and lowly in heart, that we may find rest to our souls, and that he wherein the same mind may be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, hide pride from us, and clothe us with humility, and put upon us the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in thy sight is of great price. Lord, give us grace to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering forbearing one another in love. Let anger never rest in our bosoms, nor the sun ever go down upon our wrath, but enable us to show all meekness towards all men, because we ourselves also were sometimes foolish and disobedient. Let us be clothed as becomes the elect of God, holy and beloved, with bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, that being merciful as our Father which is in heaven is merciful, we may be perfect as he is perfect. 8. We must pray for the grace of contentment and patience, and a holy indifferency to all the things of sense and time. Lord, teach us whatsoever state we are in therewith to be content. Let us know both how to be abased, and how to abound, Everywhere and in all things let us be instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And let godliness with contentment be great gain to us. And a little with the fear of the Lord and quietness is better than great treasure and trouble therewith. Lord, grant that our conversation may be without covetousness, and we may always be content with such things as we have. Still saying, "The will of the Lord be done." Enable us in our patience to possess our own souls, and let patience always have its perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Lord, give us grace to weep as though we wept not, and to rejoice as though we rejoiced not, and to buy as though we possessed not, and to use this world as not abusing it, because the time is short, and the fashion of this world passeth away. 9. We must pray for the grace of hope, a hope in God and Christ, and a hope of eternal life. Let patience work experience in us, and experience hope, such a hope as maketh not ashamed. Through patience and comfort of the Scriptures let us have hope, and be saved by hope. Let the God of Jacob be our help, and our hope always be in the Lord our God. Let us be begotten again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and let that hope be to us as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast, entering into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered. Let us have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and never be moved away from that hope of the gospel, but enable us to give diligence unto the full assurance of hope unto the end. 10. We must pray for grace to preserve us from sin, and all appearances of it and approaches towards it. Now we pray to God that we may do no evil, but may be blameless and harmless as the children of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Turn away our eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou us in thy way. Remove from us the way of lying, and grant us thy law graciously. Incline not our hearts to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with them that work iniquity, and let us not eat of their dainties. O cleanse us from our secret faults, keep back thy servants also from presumptuous sins. Let not them have dominion over us, but let us be upright and innocent from the great transgressions, and grant that hereby we may prove ourselves upright before thee, by keeping ourselves from our own iniquity. Let thy word be hid in our hearts, that we may not sin against thee, and thy grace be at all times sufficient for us, ready to us, and mighty in us, and never give us up to our own heart's lusts, to walk in our own counsels. Enable us to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, so circumspectly, that we may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion to blaspheme that worthy name by which we are called, and with well-doing may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, and may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior, in all things. 4. We must pray for grace to enable us, both to govern our tongues well, and to use them well. Lord, enable us to take heed to our ways, that we offend not with our tongue, and to keep our mouth as it were with a bridle, that it may not be hasty to utter anything. Set a watch, O Lord, before our mouth, keep the door of our lips, that we may not offend in word. Let our speech be always with grace seasoned with salt, and enable us always out of the good treasure of our heart to bring forth good things. Let our mouth speak wisdom, and our tongue talk of judgment. And let not thy words depart out of our mouth, nor out of the mouth of our seed, or our seed's seed, from henceforth and forever. Enable us always to open our mouth with wisdom, and let the law of kindness be in our tongue. Give us to know what is acceptable, that our tongue may be as choice silver, and our lips may feed many. 5. We must pray for grace to direct and quicken us to, and to strengthen and assist us in our duty in the whole course of our conversation. Let the grace of God, which hath appeared to us, and to all men, bringing salvation, effectually teach us to deny all ungodliness and worldly fleshly lusts, and to live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope, and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. A. That we may be prudent and discreet in our duty. Thou hast said, if any man lack wisdom, he must ask it of God, who gives to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Lord, we want wisdom, make us wise as serpents, and harmless as doves, that wisdom may make our face to shine, and may be better to us than weapons of war. Enable us to walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Give us to order all our affairs with discretion, and to behave ourselves wisely in a perfect way, with a perfect heart. B. That we may be honest and sincere in our duty. Let our wisdom be not that from beneath, which is earthly, sensual, devilish, but wisdom from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Oh, that we may always have our conversation in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God. Lord, uphold us in our integrity, and set us before thy face forever, and let integrity and uprightness preserve us, for we wait on thee. Let our hearts be sound in thy statutes, that we be not ashamed, and let our eye be single, that our whole body may be full of light. C. That we may be active and diligent in our duty. Lord, quicken us to work the works of him that was sent us, while it is day, because the night comes wherein no man can work. And what good our hand finds to do it with all our might, because there is no work our knowledge in the grave, whither we are going. Lord, grant that we may never be slothful in any good business, but fervent in spirit serving the Lord, steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord, make us zealously affected in every good work, and what we do enable us to do it heartily as unto the Lord, and not unto men. Lord, enable us to do the work of every day in its day, according as the duty of the day requires, redeeming the time, because the days are evil, that when our Lord comes he may find us doing. D. that we may be resolute and courageous in our duty, as those that know that though we may be losers for Christ, we shall not be losers by Him in the end. Lord, teach us to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, that we may not fear the reproach of men, or their revilings, nor be ashamed of Christ or of His words, knowing whom we have believed, even one who is able to keep what we have committed to Him against that day. Though bonds and afflictions should abide us, Lord, grant that none of these things may move us, and that we may not count life itself dear to us, so we may finish our course with joy. Enable us in all things to approve ourselves to God, and then to pass by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, clad with the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, as those that account it a very small thing to be judged of man's judgment, for He that judgeth us is the Lord. E. That we may be pleasant and cheerful in our duty. Lord, enable us to rejoice evermore, to rejoice in the Lord always, because He hath again said unto us, Rejoice, that we may go on our way rejoicing, may eat our bread with joy, and drink our wine with a merry heart, as we shall have reason to do if God now accepteth our works. Give us grace to serve Thee the Lord our God with joyfulness and gladness of heart in the abundance of all things, and to sing in the ways of the Lord, because great is the glory of our God. Let us have that cheerfulness of heart which doth good like a medicine, and deliver us from that heaviness which maketh the heart stoop, and that sorrow of the world which worketh death. F. That we may do the duty of every condition of life, every event of providence, and every relation wherein we stand. Lord, enable us, in a day of prosperity to be joyful, and in a day of adversity, to consider, because God hath set the one over against the other, to add to our knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience. Give us grace to abide with Thee in the calling wherein we are called, and in all our ways to acknowledge Thee, and be Thou pleased to direct our steps. Let those that are called, being servants, be the Lord's freemen, and those that are called, being free, be Christ's servants. Let all in every relation dwell together in unity, that it may be as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. Oh, that we may dwell together as joint heirs of the grace of life, that our prayers may not be hindered. Give us grace to honor all men, to love the brotherhood, to fear God, and to be subject to the higher powers, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. G. That we may be universally conscientious. Oh, that we may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Oh, that our ways were directed to keep Thy commandments. And then shall we not be ashamed, when we have a respect to them all. Teach us, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and we shall keep it unto the end. Give us understanding, and we shall keep Thy law, yea, we shall observe it with our whole heart. Make us to go in the path of Thy commandments, for therein do we delight. Incline our hearts unto Thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Grant us, we pray Thee, according to the riches of Thy glory, that we may be strengthened with all might by Thy Spirit in the inner man, that Christ made well in our hearts by faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, and length, and depth, and height, and may know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, and be filled with a divine fullness, and may partake of a divine nature. And let the love of Christ constrain us to live not to ourselves, but to Him that died for us, and rose again. 6. We must pray for grace to make us wiser and better every day than other. Lord, give us to increase with the increases of God, to grow in grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to hold on our way, and having clean hands to grow stronger and stronger. Let our path be as the shining light, which shines more and more to the perfect day. We have not yet attained, nor are we already perfect. Lord, grant that therefore, forgetting the things that are behind, we may reach forth to those things that are before, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Be thou as the dew unto us, that we may grow as the lily, and cast forth our roots as Lebanon, that our branches may spread, and our beauty be as the olive tree. And let the Sun of Righteousness arise upon us with healing under His wings, that we may go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. 7. We must pray for effectual support and comfort under all the crosses and afflictions that we meet with in this world. We know that we are born to trouble as the sparks fly upward, but in 6 troubles, be thou pleased to deliver us, and in 7 let no evil touch us. Let the eternal God be our refuge, and underneath be the everlasting arms, that the spirit thou hast made may not fail before thee, nor the soul that thou hast redeemed. Let us be strengthened with all might according to thy glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Let thy statutes be our songs in the house of our pilgrimage, and let thy testimonies, which we have taken as a heritage forever, be always the rejoicing of our hearts. When we are troubled on every side, yet let us not be distressed, and when we are perplexed, yet let us not be in despair, but as sorrowful, and yet always rejoicing, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. 8. We must pray for grace to preserve us to the end, and to fit us for whatever lies before us betwixt and the grave. Lord, deliver us from every evil work, and preserve us to thy heavenly kingdom, being kept from falling, that we may be presented faultless at the coming of thy glory with exceeding joy. Lord, make us to increase and abound in love one towards another, and towards all men, that our hearts may be established unblameable in holiness, before God even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. If Satan desire to have us that he may sift us as wheat, yet let Christ's intercession prevail for us, that our faith fail not. Till we are taken out of the world, let us be kept from the evil, and sanctified through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Build us up, we pray thee, in our most holy faith, and keep us in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Grant that we may continue to call upon thee as long as we live, until we die may never remove our integrity from us, and that our righteousness we may hold fast, and never let it go, and our hearts may not reproach us so long as we live. 9. We must pray for grace to prepare us for death, and to carry us well through our dying moments. Lord, make us to know our end, and the measure of our days what it is, that we may know and consider how frail we are, and that our days are as a handbreadth, and that every man at his best state is altogether vanity, and our days upon earth are as a shadow, and there is no abiding. Lord, teach us so to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, and make us to consider our latter end. Lord, make us always ready, with our loins girded about, and our lights burning, because the Son of Man comes at an hour that we think not. Keep us all the days of our appointed time, waiting till our change comes, and then shalt thou call, and we will answer. Bring us to our grave as a shock of corn in its season. Satisfy us with life, whether it be longer or shorter, and show us thy salvation. And when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, be thou with us, that we may fear no evil. Let thy rod and thy staff comfort us. Let goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life, and let us dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mercy and truth be with us. Redeem our souls from the power of the grave, and receive us. Guide us by thy counsel, and afterwards receive us to glory. 10. We must pray for grace to fit us for heaven, and that we may at length be put in possession of eternal life. Lord, make us meet to partake of the inheritance of the saints in light. Let God Himself work us to the self-same thing, and give us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Oh, that we may now have our conversation in heaven, that we may from thence with comfort look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our vile bodies, that they may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. Oh, that now we may set our affections on things above, and that our life may be hid with Christ in God, that when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we may also appear with Him in glory, that when He shall appear we may be like Him, and may see Him as He is, may behold His face in righteousness, and when we awake may be satisfied with His likeness. When we fail, let us be received into everlasting habitations, in the city that hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God, that we may be together forever with the Lord, to see as we are seen, and know as we are known. And in the meantime help us to comfort ourselves and one another with these words, and having this hope in us to purify ourselves even as Christ is pure. Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God, even our Father, who hath loved us, and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort our hearts, and establish us in every good word and work. 11. We must pray for the good things of this life, with an humble submission to the will of God. Lord, Thou hast told us, that godliness hath the promise of the life that now is, as well as of that which is to come, and that if we seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness thereof, other things shall be added to us. And therefore we cast all our care about these things upon Thee, who careth for us, for our Heavenly Father knows that we have need of all these things. A. We must pray to be preserved from the calamities to which we are exposed. Thou, Lord, art our refuge and our fortress, and under thy wings will we trust. Thy truth shall be our shield and buckler. Let us therefore not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Having made the Lord our refuge, and the Most High our habitation, let no evil befall us, nor any plague come nigh our dwelling. Let the Lord be our keeper, even he that keepeth Israel, and neither slumbers nor sleeps. Let the Lord be our shade on our right hand, that the sun may not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Let the Lord preserve us from all evil, the Lord preserve our souls. The Lord preserve our going out and coming in, from this time forth, and even for evermore. Lord, make a hedge about us, about our houses, and about all that we have round about, and take sickness away from the midst of us. B. We must pray to be supplied with the comforts and supports we daily stand in need of. Oh, that the beauty of the Lord our God may be upon us, prosper thou the work of our hands upon us, yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Save now, we beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech thee, send now prosperity. Let our sons be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Let our garners be full, affording all manner of store, and let there be no breaking in or going out, no complaining within our streets. Happy is the people that is in such a case, yea, rather happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Let us be blessed in the city, and blessed in the field. Let our basket and store be blessed. Let us be blessed when we come in, and when we go out. Let thy good providence so order all events concerning us, as that they may be made to work for good to us, as thou hast promised they shall to all that love thee and are called according to thy purpose. Give us to trust in the Lord and do good, and then we shall dwell in the land, and verily we shall be fed. And be thou pleased to bring forth our righteousness as the light, and our judgment as the noonday. Let us be hid from the scourge of the tongue, and not be afraid of destruction when it cometh. Let us be in league with the stones of the field, and let the beasts of the field be at peace with us. Let us know that our tabernacle is in peace, and let us visit our habitation and not sin. And if God will be with us, and will keep us in the way that we go, during our pilgrimage in this world, and will give us bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that we may come to our heavenly Father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be our God. 12. We must plead the promises of God for the enforcing of all our petitions, put these promises in suit, and refer ourselves to them. Lord, thou hast given us many exceeding great and precious promises, which are all yea and amen in Christ. Now be it unto thy servants according to the word which thou hast spoken. Give us to draw water with joy out of those wells of salvation, to suck and be satisfied from those breasts of consolation. And now, O Lord God, let the word which thou hast spoken concerning thy servants be established forever, and do as thou hast said. Deal with us according to the tenor of the everlasting covenant, which is well ordered in all things and sure, and which is all our salvation, and all our desire. Look upon us and be merciful to us, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name, and do more for us than we are able to ask or think, and supply all our needs according to thy riches and glory by Christ Jesus.